Well, if you have your Bibles, the book of Joshua. There's something on my heart here. I just try to take my time and get a little bit across here. I always say that. And I'm probably going a little harder than I intended. I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord we felt tonight. How about you?
Yes.
Glory. The book of Joshua. Hallelujah. Chapter 24, all the way down to verse 14. Amen. I've got a lot of notes here. Hopefully, I don't use all these notes. Joshua chapter 24, very familiar scripture to Bible readers. Let's start verse 13. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not. Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot right there already, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
And you dwell in them, of the vineyards and of the olive yards, which ye planted not. Do you eat up? He said, I'll give you things to eat that you didn't plant. Yeah. I'll give you houses to live in that you didn't build. I'll give you cities to live in that you didn't have no part of. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. God's a good God, isn't
he? Yeah.
Let's get on down here. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. He said, put away them gods that your forefathers served. Put away them idol gods. Put away these gods that get your attention and your mind off of me. Put all this out of the way.
Yes.
Verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day who you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house,
yes,
we will serve the Lord. Amen. Thank you for standing here. Amen. Tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord. And if the Lord will help me, I like to preach just a little bit. You know, life is full of decisions.
Amen.
Amen. Life is full of choices. Every day you get up, a lot of you have to go through your closet and figure out what you're going to wear for the day. You got to make a decision.
Yeah.
Amen. What kind of clothes you're going to put on. You got to make a decision. Some of you have to make a decision when you get to the parking lot on which car you're going to drive for the day. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Life is full of decisions, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, Joshua, this is a very direct message that Joshua brings the people to. Amen.
Amen.
The call to Israel was to make a decision to follow the Lord. And this was a very stout proposition here, if you will, that Joshua was giving the people. And this feels kind of ironic to me because it seems as though this would be the words of a man just starting out. Choose you this day who you will serve. Well, I've got a lot of years left. This is Joshua's final words to the people here. Amen. And if this was his final message, Joshua was about to go to heaven. Praise God. Amen. The last opportunity he will ever have to extend an invitation to call the people to make a decision for God. This is one of the most straightforward invitations that I believe we can find in the entire Word of God. He told them to choose you this day. Hallelujah. Reminds us of the Scriptures, amen, that says today is the day of salvation, for tomorrow may never come. Today is the day that we ought to decide to follow after the Lord. Amen.
Sure, right.
Now, I want to make note here, and I want you to remember this as I go on preaching to us here tonight. Now, I believe that the Spirit of God has to draw one to be saved. I believe that with all my heart.
Right.
And I believe that God will provide that drawing power. Amen. But, and here's what I want you to understand. We are, my uncle, I'll never forget this. He told us this. He pounded this into us growing up. We are, as he would say, our own free moral agent.
Yeah.
Amen. You believe it or not, you got a free will. That's what we believe, the free will of man. And God will not, and be honest with you, he cannot override your will. If you have no desire for God, you have no desire to seek the things of God. You have no desire for salvation. You have no desire to walk in salvation, to serve the Lord with all your heart. Amen. If you don't have no desire for those things, He won't twist your arm and make you.
Right. Come on.
Hallelujah. But here's what I want to preach to you tonight. If you choose, amen, to follow Him, and you make some choices to leave those gods. Joshua was telling them, he said, do you want to serve the gods that your father served on the other side? Amen. Down there in Egypt and on the other side of the flood. Hey, do you want to serve those gods? But he said, no, choose you this day.
Yeah.
Who you will serve. But as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'd like to tell you tonight, there is some decisions, there's some choices that you can make to get you in the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. One of the number one things that people must understand, amen, that we must fear God. Hallelujah. And somebody said, well, I don't really want a part of a God that I got to be afraid of. Let me tell you something. Fear is a good thing. Fear will save your life if you don't watch out.
That's right.
Woo! Hallelujah. I've been on four-wheelers and things of this life that I probably shouldn't have been driving where I was driving, how fast I was driving, and it took me to get a little older and a little bit of fear in me to get some sense. Amen.
Right.
Fear at times is a good thing to have. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to fear the Lord, don't you?
Yeah.
I want to honor and I want to reverence Him, don't you?
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. The person who truly fears God and surrenders his life to serve God and obey God just as He commands, that's a smart person. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to fear Him. Amen. I want to reverence Him. I want to worship Him. I want to surrender my life to the very hand of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Believers are to fear God. Hallelujah. The fact always needs to be remembered that fear is one of the saving qualities of life. Hallelujah. Anything that can hurt a person or destroy him must be feared. And did you know that the Bible said to fear not man who can destroy this body? Praise God.
Yeah.
Man can do that. You can be hurt with words. You can be hurt with literal force. There's a lot of people can do a lot of things to hurt you in this life. But I tell you, the only thing they can do is hurt this body.
Amen.
And nobody really wants to be hurt like that. Praise God. Back in the Bible days, men suffered with their bodies. I tell you, that men really suffered for God. They would kill them. They would tie their arms and their legs to horses and pull them and drag them apart. Read the Fox's Book of Martyrs, how people laid their life down for the cause of Christ. Amen. They suffered bodily. Praise God. But did you know Jesus said, man can only hurt this body? But He said this, and we better remember this. He said, but you better rather fear God who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I want to fear God.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Why do you fear God, brother? Are you afraid of God? I'm not afraid of Him, but I'm fearful of Him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
If I don't serve Him with all my heart, if I don't turn from them gods down in Egypt and on the other side of the flood, if I don't give my life wholly unto Him, let me tell you something, church. You can't follow Him from a distance like Peter did. Peter tried to follow Him from afar, and He stood away off. Hey, let me tell you something. You can't follow God like that. You can't stand and get too far away. But I tell you, you got to give Him everything you got. You got to give Him all of your heart. You got to give Him everything you have. Amen. And serve the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Woo! You can't. You got to fear God.
Yes.
I remember Brother Dominic telling about one of the first messages that he had ever preached. And he had about 5 or 10 reasons why I want to go to heaven. Hallelujah. And a lot of those reasons are wonderful. Now, Steve and I was having a good time back there. One of these days, heaven's going to be a wonderful place. But the people we're going to meet when we get there.
Right.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, I got some treasures up in heaven tonight. How about you?
Woo.
Amen. Heaven's going to be reality. But Brother Don Rich said that his number one reason why he wanted to go to heaven, his number one reason reason why he wanted to make heaven his home is because he did not want to go to hell. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I don't want to miss that place called hell. Amen. There's nothing about hell that I want any part of. It's not something that's preached of on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, it's like finding a pork in pork and beans to hear a preacher even preach about hell in this day and hour. Come on now. But just as sure as there is a heaven, there is a hell. Amen. Just as sure as you are alive, one of these days you're going to die, and every one of us is going to end up in one of two places. It's either heaven or it's hell. And Joshua said, today's the day to decide that. Did you hear me here? I know it's just a small crowd. It puts me in a kind of awkward place to preach this on Thursday night. I've been back here for hours. Amen. Trying to study this and get a hold of this today.
Come on.
And I thought, God, this on a Thursday night. And this is what I felt on my heart. Amen. I've been here longer, Tom. Amen. I didn't realize you was here all that time. Amen. I've been back there for hours. And I felt like I heard the Lord say, today's the day to choose. That's why you want to go. Today's the day to decide which way I want to go. Amen. I come to tell you, church, you don't want to, amen, to follow after the gods on the other side of the blood. You don't want to follow after the ways of the world. But choose you this day who you will serve. But as for me and my house, I'm going to serve God.
Yes.
I want to serve God, don't you?
Come on.
Oh, he's been good to me.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Good.
I said I'm going to serve God.
That's right.
I'm going to fear him. Amen. I said I'm going to fear him. I'm going to fear him. Woo. Hallelujah. I got to go on here because I got a lot to preach. But the people must serve. Not only the people must fear the Lord, but he said after you fear God and you understand who God is, secondly, you got to serve the Lord. Amen. Once you make a conscious decision to follow after him, and you got to be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't want you to think I'm skipping across that. The only way you can go to heaven is if your sins have been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Right.
You can't just add Jesus. That's the way this common world and this charismatic movement, that's what they want to do it. Just add Jesus to your life. You can keep living in sin. You can keep jacking up. You can keep living a life of sin. Just add Jesus to the mix and you'll be all right. No! Joshua said, you got to fear him and then you got to serve him. And when you serve him, you'll leave the God at the other side of the blood. You'll clean house and you'll walk after God and you'll love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Amen.
Yes.
Are you ready for what's to come here?
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, yes. The Lord alone, amen, was to be served. There's no other gods, he said, amen, that you better put before me.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, amen, I come to tell us, church, there's a lot of gods that people serving today.
Come on.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Amen, I said there's a lot of gods that people serving. But Jesus is saying, put away the gods of Egypt. Amen. He said, you've been out of Egypt for 40 years. I read another place that said 20-some years. So somewhere between 20-some and 40 years, they had been up out of the land of Egypt. And they had been in this land that, amen, that God had promised them. They had been out of that place. That's a long time, 40 years. As a matter of fact, that's my lifespan. 40 years. That's a long time, Brother Tom.
Yeah.
Amen. That was long enough for them to get rid of the world in their life. You know what Egypt represents? It represents the world.
Come on.
It represents, amen, the suck and the pull of the society of today.
Yeah.
And he said, 40 years you've been out of there, and it's time for you to stand up and say, I'm severing ties with the world. I'm severing ties with the pains of this world, and I'm going to serve God with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, some sins just hang around. until you dig it up from the root.
Yeah. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, there's not one of us here tonight that hadn't dealt with things that you had to dig down in the roots and get it up.
That's right.
Or it'll keep coming back.
That's right.
Woo!
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
True.
I don't know about you, but I've had to dig some things up. And I've had to get them out of my heart.
Yeah.
Or it keeps on coming up. It keeps on coming back.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get a little deeper here. But he said those old gods will keep coming back. And those old gods will keep demanding your heart if you let them. Hallelujah. And he said you're going to serve someone. Amen. Or another. So you might as well make your mind up. You might as well choose this day to serve the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. An old idol. What is an idol? It's anything that we love more, that we fear more, that we serve more, that we trust more than we do God. That's something that's standing in between of you and your God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. What are some ancient gods that we serve today? Well, there was an ancient god named Mammon. Amen. Do you know what Mammon was? It was the god of money. It was the god of wealth. Hallelujah. Those Egyptians were wealthy. They were wealthy people. Amen. And they had their hearts set on the things of the world and wealth and money. I can tell you something, church. Those things can't satisfy. Hallelujah. I said those things can't satisfy. You might as well get your mind off of the things of this old world and choose you this day rather to serve the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We're going to get some of these.
Hello.
Yeah.
There's another ancient god. His name was Pecheus. Do you know who he was? He was a god of pleasure. Hallelujah.
Oh, man.
Amen. Does that sound like anything America's plunged in? A lot of American Christians, they'd rather serve that god of Pecheus today. Amen. He was a god of drunkenness. He was the god of drugs. Amen. The god of debauchery and the god of pleasure. Amen. Oh, yes. That was a god of that day, and that's the god of today. Amen. We put so much things, we put so much pleasure, we put so much fun. All we want to talk about is what kind of fun are we going to do? We can't go to church. Look at America today, church. Until when was it? September the 11th, 9-1-1. Amen. Oh, yeah. That's the last spike of church attendance in the United States of America. Did you know Europe is at an all-time low? Amen. The continent of Europe, they hardly have anybody going to church. Did you know America? Our churches are lower today than they've been in years. Really 50, 60 years. If it wasn't for the spike of 9-1-1. Why? Because America's drunk on pleasure. America would rather have a good time. We'd rather fill our stadiums, amen, with Taylor Swift singing. We'd rather fill them up with 100,000 crying over or screaming and joyful rather over a football game or a basketball game. I said America is drunk on pleasure.
Yes, God.
You're drunk on it.
Yes, God.
You're drunk on it. Come on.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Drunk on pleasure.
Yeah.
Are you ready for some more of this?
Yes.
Come on.
There was another ancient god and goddess, Aphrodite and Venus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The goddess of sexual lust
and
promiscuity. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know America is drunk on that god today.
Oh, yes.
Woo.
Very much so.
Hallelujah. I ain't trying to be mean here, and I'm not trying to, amen, cut anybody down or hurt anybody, but America is drunk, amen, on the god of Venus and Aphrodite. Have you ever seen such a land, amen, where the marriage vow means nothing? Great God, the average marriage in America lasts, a first-time marriage lasts somewhere around a year. Isn't that pathetic? And some of you have been married longer than that today. I know a bunch of you have been married way longer than a year.
Let's just go ahead and give us a hand clap right there.
That's how to do it. That me means something to me. It means something to God. Marriage does. Did you know that? Amen. When you can say I do and walk down holy matrimony, amen, with that woman or with that man of your dreams, amen. Hey, did you know what? You're going to have trouble. You're going to have trials. But I tell you what, amen, stick it out. And God will put his hand, a blessing on that marriage. Thank God, don't step outside of the bonds of holy matrimony. No, be faithful. And yeah. God will bless our families. Yeah. And he'll bless our churches. I come to tell us America's sick and they're drunk on the sexual appetites of today's society. And it's tearing down, amen, the very foundation of the home. And it's tearing down the very foundation of our cities because America is drunk on sexual sins.
Preach it.
Yes, sir. Woo. Yes, sir.
Are you ready for a little more?
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
I thought you got a lot of notes here, and I ain't going to get to all of them.
Bring it on.
Amen. Oh, yes. Another ancient god of that day was the god of Mars. Who was the god of Mars? Amen. Hallelujah. Mars was a god of war.
Yeah.
The god of hatred.
Yeah.
The god of bloodthirst. The god of revenge. Amen. Did you know something, church? If there's ever such a warful society, it's the one we're living in today.
Yes, it is.
If there's ever such a bloodthirst, bitter, hateful, amen, hatred and envy and strife and jealousy in any society, yeah, I believe that's ever lived, we're living in one of the highest of those right there that's ever been upon the face of the earth. Hey, amen, I tell you, it's a bitter society. It's a war. Nobody likes anybody. Nobody cares about it. No nation cares about one another. Amen. I was always told this when I was a little boy growing up, and I never really liked the sound of it. But the older I get, we have no brother in our church used to say this. And when he'd say it, I never really liked when he would say it. But the older I get, the more I see it's real. But he'd say this is a dog-eat-dog world. Amen. That's what old brother Larry Hatfield used to say all the time when I was just a little boy. This is a dog-eat-dog world. Yes, that's what it is. Why? Because the God of Mars is ruling the day society. Nobody cares about anybody. Oh, amen. Somebody can be in need, laying beside the road somewhere, and everybody ain't got time to stop. They go right on. Amen. Why? Because it's a war society. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Yes, God.
What about the God, Sophia? What is that God? It was a goddess. Hold on here. You ready for this? It was the goddess of wisdom. Substituting what thus saith the Lord for what thus saith the God of wisdom.
Come on.
Woo.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound right? The Bible said all the way back to the Old Testament, he said man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tell me what God says. I don't care about what God says. I don't care about how the Lord wants me to live. I don't care about what the Bible says.
Come on now.
How I need to live. I'm going to live how I want to live. Amen. I'm wise enough to do it on my own. Joshua said, no, you better turn from that. You better turn from your wicked ways. And you better go back to the Lord.
Yes. All right. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
What about the God of Baal? Amen.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Baal?
Oh.
Amen. Number one worshipers of Baal.
Sacrifice of children.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
The number one worshipers of Baal. I want to get this because this flabbergasted me. I looked at this for hours, and I know I ain't got hours to give it to you today. But the number one worshipers of Baal, they were pro-choice. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what that was? They offered up their children to Molech and to other idol gods. Hallelujah.
She did.
You know, today, amen, it's murder. Let me tell you something. I'm not here on the political stage. I'm just preaching to about 25 of us here tonight.
Come on.
Amen. But I don't care when there's a heartbeat and when God implants a fetus in a mother's womb.
Come on.
It's a baby.
That's a baby.
And it's alive.
That's right.
Amen. And
come
on. You can kill that baby at the 16th week or the 20th week or the 30th week or the 36th week, all the way up to maturity, 37, 38 weeks. Amen. And it's still murder in the eyes of God.
Still murder.
Come on now. Amen. And I'm not giving America a pat on the back. Amen. But America would blush at these people of this day. Amen. They didn't have ways really of creating abortion while the baby was still in the mother's womb. They would take a child and they would, amen, you remember there in the Old Testament, they would beat the drums of Tophet in that valley of Ben-Hinnom. Amen. And they would heat up the fire underneath that god Molech. And Molech stood there, amen, as a god. And they would take their children, their live babies, 1, 2, 3, 4 years old, and they'd put them in the arms of Molech and offer up their children as a sacrifice. And God condemned it. And God said it was murder. And God said it was wicked. But these worshipers of Baal, they would offer up their children. Hey, I come to tell us, church, you better turn from your wicked ways. And America better turn back to God.
Yes.
God help us. That's right.
Hold on. I got a little more, but I can see right now you gotta have time to get it all.
Come on, preach it.
Woo!
Come on now.
Hallelujah. They believed in killing babies. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, they commonly killed their newborn children. And secondly, they were environmentalists. Oh, yeah. What's that mean? They were more concerned about the fertility crops.
Uh-huh.
They were more concerned, amen, about how their crops fared than how they did society fared.
Yeah.
Hey,
come on.
Does that not sound, amen, very common to where we are today?
Hey, yeah.
We care about the hooded owl and the spotted owl and some rare species, and they'll shut down a major interstate and they'll say, we can't take the road any farther because it's going to destroy the spotted owl. But yet, we've killed over 50 million babies in the United States of America. I come to tell you, like Joshua said, turn from your gods of Egypt and turn back to God. You've got to make a choice.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Woo.
God help us.
God, amen.
Thirdly,
come on.
Can you handle all four of them?
Come on.
Bring them on.
Thirdly, Baal worshipers were a part, and I've already hit this, of a very lavish, promiscuous, amen, sex sin lifestyle. They worship Baal. Amen. Oh, and not only were there heterosexual sins, they dove deep into homosexual sins.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Oh, it was the very core and the very root of their society. And I come to tell you, it stinks in the nostrils of God. Read in the book of Romans, chapter number 1. And it talked about where the man lost the natural use of the woman.
Yeah,
and the woman, the natural use of the man. Amen. It stinks in the very nostrils of God. And every society that was on their start to the lake of fire is every society. Amen. Homosexuality has always been around. Listen to me here. Homosexuality has been around since the Bible days. But it's when a nation pats it on the back and says we're okay with it. That was always the start, amen, of the end of that society.
Yeah.
Look at Rome. Look at Greece. Look at every major nation that ever was. When they patted it on the back and said it's okay, that was the destruction of that city. I come to tell us we better turn from our wicked ways.
Yes, God.
My.
Yes, Lord.
American.
And fourthly, I got to move on here. They thought that they sought to legitimize Baal worship and make it coexist with the worship of Israel's true God, Jehovah. Yeah. What is all that? Fourthly, amen. They were all right with mixing the worship of God, real true God, Jehovah, with the gods of that day society. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. That was the fourth ruin of Baal worshipers. And that's where we are today. I already said today's society, they don't tell us, amen, to be saved, you got to live right. And the Bible teaches that from Genesis to Revelation. You'll never hear an average church tell you anything about leaving sin. Amen. About cleaning your mouth up. About cleaning your life up.
Come on.
About cleaning your attitude up.
Yeah.
About cleaning your, amen, actions up. Any kind of standard at all? No. Why? Because Baal worship said you can serve Christ and you can serve, amen, Allah. You can serve Christ and you can serve Buddha. You can serve Christ and you can serve any God you want. It'll be all right. But our God said, I'm a jealous God. Amen. And I won't be worshipped with any other God. You gotta love the Lord thy God with everything in you.
Hallelujah.
Well, I think I'll give you more than you can handle in one night.
Oh. Night is young. Go on.
Amen.
Come on.
Oh, God. Did you know this?
Come on.
There in that valley of Tophet, when they'd beat them drums, and they'd heat that god and Molech up, and they'd offer their babies. Did you know that in Jesus' day, that was the garbage dump? They end up making that a place of garbage. Amen. I listen to this in that valley of Ben Hinnom. Amen. And in the Greek, it meant Jehuna. Amen. Which was taken from the Jewish word Hinnom. Hallelujah. And that garbage dump caught on fire. Amen. The very days that Jesus was alive and walking on earth, that valley of Hinnom was a place of fire. And that garbage dump continually burned, and the smoke and the fire continually burned. Oh, God. Amen. And that come from that Jewish word, Hinnom, which meant blazing fires in the dump. And it became the very symbol of hell itself. Let me tell you something, church. Children of God, they don't hang out in the valley of Hinnom. Children of God, they don't hang out with pale worshipers. We don't hang out in sin, but we come out from amongst the world. Be ye separate, saith God. May I come to tell us, if you want to get to heaven, you got to live a holy life.
Yes, God.
Praise God.
Come on.
Come on.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let me tell you something, church.
Praise God.
We got to be careful, because if we don't watch out, Sister Kathy's singing about that gate a while ago. I don't want to have gate trouble, do you?
No.
I don't want to have gate trouble.
No. Come on.
Sacred back there, Stephen. Reese got out of the hospital, and she can remember. Her memory's coming around pretty good. But she can remember, she got out of the hospital on Sunday. We drove home. We'd had plans to go to Florida for almost a year. That very week, and the doctors, they said we're gonna get you out on a certain day. And I told Michelle, I said, I think we can still go to Florida. She said, no, I ain't going to Florida. She said, Reese can't drive that far. And I said, no, I know she can't drive, but she can fly. Amen. And so, anyway, we got plane tickets out here tonight, and we flew to Florida.
Right.
And everybody ever flew?
Yeah.
You got to get down there to the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got a security gate.
Right.
And they tell you, you can't have anything in your carry-on, anything that you take on the plane that sits inside the cockpit with you, inside there. You can't take no kind of liquid that's more than 3 ounces in your carry-on bag.
Yep.
I don't care if it's your little suitcase bag that's over top. You can't have nothing with liquid in it over 3 ounces.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got a bunch of heathens out there trying to bomb the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, we forgot. We had some bottles of water. To be honest with you, I probably didn't forget. We probably thought it's water. What's the big deal? But you know what? We got up under that old scanner at that gate, and they detected that water in our bag.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you got in your bag. We had to unzip our bag, and they had water. They said, you can't take water. We had to throw our water away. Amen. You can't take water. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. So we didn't have too hard trouble going to Florida, but coming back to Florida, we got up that morning. We had to get up early. We had to get back to the airport by about 8 or 9 that morning. We was rushing. Amen. Getting in there, and some of Reese's medication and stuff. We had a medical bag that they allowed to pass, but still, we didn't know it. We thought because of the medical bag, you didn't have to worry about all that fluid restrictions. Amen. But so we got in a hurry. We stuffed a bunch of stuff in her medical bag, and I forget what it was, some things that she needed. It was liquid. Amen. And they went through that scanner, Brother Tom. Amen. Hey, I never knew this. To be honest with you. But they just on the main line, they had probably an expensive scanner, but it's a cheap. Amen. And it went through there, and they detected all of our liquids, and they said you can't go through the gate with what you got. Amen. And so we get down there and try to prove to them it was medical stuff, and they said we don't know what that is. And so, you know, sometimes you got to just keep on pushing and keep on squeaking. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, you know what I mean? And so Michelle's good at that. So anyhow, she got the boss involved, and the boss said, let's take it over here. I never seen this over way over there out of the way. They had this fancy thing,
yeah.
And we put that stuff underneath that fancy thing, and they was able to scan that, and they said it's nothing,
right.
that's harmful. It's no kind of,
right.
And I looked up on that screen, and I saw it measured to the ounce, it measured to the size, to the weight. It knew exactly what we had. Let me tell you something, church. If the local airport has a scanner that good, you think you're going to get by and God don't know what's in your heart? You think you're going to get by and God don't know that sin and that lie, amen, and that trouble,
yeah,
that you're hiding down in your heart? If you better watch out, you're going to have gate trouble.
Yes. Gate trouble,
amen. God.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
God.
Choose you this day who you'll serve.
All right.
Young people, I had a whole lot to preach. I can't preach at all. I studied too long. The more you study, the longer the more you got. So, better quit studying so long. Young people, you got to make some choices
right
while you're young.
That's right.
And I'm going to choose to serve God.
That's right. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm going to choose to serve God. Amen. Middle-aged people, you got to make some choices. I'm going to choose to serve God. Older people, listen to me here. You got to make your mind up. While the Spirit of God's wooing, while the Spirit of God's pulling, while the Spirit of God's got that amen door of invitation opening you, you got to make your mind up.
Yeah.
I'm going to serve the Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're able, stand with me in this house. Oh God. He said, choose you this day. Go ahead and make a decision. That you don't have to make a decision the rest of your life. I made my mind up when I was 13 years old I was going to serve God. And let me tell you something, church. I don't have to remake that. I don't have to rethink that decision ever again.
Come on.
I don't get up, Brother Tommy, every day of my life and rethink, do I want to serve the Lord? No.
No.
I tell myself I decided that
long time ago.
Years ago.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Settle that long time ago.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey. When I was seeking a wife, amen, I tried to find me a good godly woman that I felt like would stick with me through the good and through the bad the rest of my life. And I prayed about it, and I felt the will of God. And when I made that decision, I don't have to remake that decision. Was this the one or should? No. Amen. I made that decision. I prayed about it. I thought it was the will of God, and I'm living in that decision.
Yes.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I made a decision, Brother Tom, when I was in high school. When I, believe it or not, in little old Gilbert, West Virginia, we had drugs.
Oh, yeah.
They passed drugs in the gym. They smoked. They stuck around and smoked. I never had no desire for that because I made a decision when I was a young man 13 years old, and I got saved. 14 years old, I got the Holy Ghost. 17 years old, I started preaching the gospel. And I made a decision. I'll never do drugs. I'll never drink.
Choice.
I'll never smoke.
That's it. Jesus.
It's a choice I made.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging or boasting, but let me tell you something. I stand before you today. I've never smoked. I've never drank. I've never chewed. I've never ran with women that did.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
It's choices you make in life.
Right.
Somebody said, what am I going to do when I get in a pinch? I have to make a decision. Don't get in a pinch. Make the decision right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Make the decision right now. Don't get yourself in a pinch.
All right.
Find yourself an altar and pray some things through in your life and make the decision right. Choose you. Here was the importance. I didn't have time to preach all this out. But here's the crux of the message. Joshua said he was dying. He was getting ready to go meet the Lord. But he said, you can choose today how you're going to live the rest of your life.
That's it.
You can choose it right here today.
Today.
Hallelujah.
That's do right. It, God.
And I come to tell you,
hallelujah.
You can choose right now how you're going to live the rest of your life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bow your head with me. I preach to you in my heart. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to preach the gospel.
God, your truth.
For some reason it got on me, and I've been back here for hours today. It really got on me for this small crowd here on this Thursday night. Lord, and I really had a burden to preach to them. And it really felt like you give me this little word to preach, choose you this day. Somebody needs to make a decision, Lord, right here tonight. What's it going to be with my soul? What's it going to be for me? You can decide that right here tonight.
Yes, God.
If there be one in here tonight and you don't know the Lord, you can choose to know him right here. I felt him all the way back when Brother Tom was up here.
Yes.
Take a prayer request. I felt him in the song service. I felt him pulling the wood. You can make a decision to walk out of this place different than when you came in. You can make a decision right now. I'm going to serve the Lord.
Yes.
I'm not going to run from it. I'm not going to turn to those gods of Egypt anymore. I'm not going to turn to those gods on the other side of the flood anymore. I'm going to make a decision to follow God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to, Sister Missy, you can get a little rocker there. Why don't you make a decision right now? How you want the rest of your life to go, you can do it. You can do it.
Try.
I ain't no hurry. We ain't no hurry tonight. We got plenty of time. It's 17 minutes before 9.
Thank you. Thank you.
How is it? Why don't you? I want you to church to pray with me. Is there anybody praying with me right here? Church, pray with me right here. There's more than one that needs to think about some things right now. Lord, if I should stand before you right now, would I be ready to go, or am I going to get caught at the gate? They won't let me through. Man, I started getting worried they wouldn't let me through. I got worried. How am I going to get to my destination? Hey, you don't have to worry about that. You can settle it. You can choose some things right now. You can get it fixed up right now. So you don't have gate trouble. I love you. The Lord loves you. People right here love you. Why don't you get it fixed? Why don't you make a decision? Why don't you make a choice? I'm going to follow you, Lord. I'm going to follow you. Hallelujah. Pray with me, church.
Jesus.
Make a decision right now. Are you putting the pressure on me, preacher? Now I'm trying my best to. I'm trying my best to. We don't have no promise of tomorrow. We don't have no promise of tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. No promise. Choose you this day. What will it be? What will it be? Are you going to go back to those gods that I preached about? Are you going to go back to those gods of Egypt and those gods of the world? Or do you want to make a brand new start tonight? Come on, come on, come on, church. Let's build it in here. Pray. Come on. Let's get in here and ask the Lord to help us. God, I choose you. I choose life. I choose peace. I choose joy. I choose happiness. I choose the peace of God to be able to lay my head down on my pillow tonight.
Yes, God.
To know if I've never seen the sun come up in the morning,
yes,
it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Come on. Isn't that the choice you want to make tonight?
Yes.
Isn't that the choice you would want to make?
Yes.
Oh, God, this service is going to be recorded in eternity. Come on. Choose right. Go ahead and sing, Sister Missy. You got one on your heart. Why don't you make the right choice? Why don't you make the right choice tonight? Oh, ho, ho.
Has it been a bed of roses?
Choose this name, you will serve.
Since I've started on my Lord, you know not
make a choice.
There's just something I should say.
You don't gotta read that in your heart like that. You can read that.